Greetings, friends, and welcome to the ABCs of the Bible. Have you ever heard of this saying, "Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder"? Well, when you look into the mirror, what do you see? Do you see yourself as beautiful, or do you see yourself as ugly? Well, I can tell you that most people, when they look into the mirror, they're going to view themselves as ugly. Especially women. It seems like women have a really difficult time with appreciating their natural beauty. Most women, no matter how beautiful most other people think they are going to think they're ugly or that something's wrong with them. What is wrong with this picture? If you feel that way, who told you that you were ugly? Who told you that there was something wrong with you? Well, I'll tell you who told you. It's Satan the devil. Satan the devil is the one that has told you that you are ugly. Now, I'm not saying that you heard a voice and Satan literally said to you, "You're ugly." No, but what I am saying is that we are all a product of this world system. Now, Christians are in the world and shouldn't be of the world. But for people who aren't Christians, they not only are in the world, but they are of the world. And unfortunately, even Christians sometimes are of the world, meaning that they still have the same ideas of the world. And this world was built by Satan. Satan is called the god of this world. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. And also he's called the prince of the power of the air. It's all throughout the airwaves. It's on TV. It's in the print media. It's on radio. You have to look a certain way. You have to have a certain shape. And that's why you find, and I find this so hilarious and so sad, that's why you find white people who are getting injections into their lips to make their lips bigger. Or they're getting injections into their rear end to give them some back. You've probably heard of that song, "Baby Got Back." Well, you know that a lot of black women are endowed with, I would say, rather large backsides as compared to women of other races. And so you have white women that want to enhance their backsides. But then you have black women who want to dye their hair blonde because they want to be white. Now, I'm not saying again that everybody is doing it for that reason, but many are. And then you have black people who are bleaching their skin because they want to be white. So people aren't happy no matter what color they are. You have people who are considered overweight, so they have liposuction, or now these ridiculous and very sorry programs like Extreme Makeover, or whatever other kind of reality shows that are out there that are really unrealistic because they're trying to match this image that Satan the devil has portrayed as being beautiful. And if you don't match this, you're worthless. You're not as good as somebody else. That's a damnable lie. And these programs are based on the lie of Satan the devil. And so you have people that, if they're considered overweight, they want to be slim. And then women that feel like they're slim, they want to gain weight. Nobody is happy with the way that they look. But who told you that you don't look good? Who told you that you are ugly? Well, again, I tell you that it's Satan the devil. And it's because of sin, because of our sins that we have committed, that we have adopted this thought pattern of Satan the devil. Sin sucks health out of the mind. That's been the theme of our last couple of programs. Sin sucks health out of the mind. People don't have healthy minds. They don't have healthy thoughts and a healthy perspective about who they are and how they look. And that's because of sin. And this sin leads to distress. So we have all sorts of problems. People spending thousands and millions of dollars to make themselves look better. And that is so superficial, because beauty is only skin deep. I'm sure you've heard of that saying also. And let's go back to the beginning to see how this problem started. First, I want to tell you the way that God created us, and it's beautiful. In the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, they were naked, but they were not ashamed. They weren't looking at themselves and saying, "Oh man, I need to have some breast enhancement," or, "Oh man, I need to have the size of my nose reduced, thinned out, or I need some hair replacement." They weren't saying that. Let's turn over to Genesis, the second chapter, and read verse 25. This is how God describes it. And God created Adam and Eve, so God should know exactly how he views Adam and Eve and how they should have viewed themselves. This is in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 25. It says, "They were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed." Literally, they did not have on any clothes, but they were not ashamed because they were guiltless. That was the key. They were guiltless. So this nakedness equates with guiltlessness. Nakedness equates with guiltlessness. They didn't have any guilt about the way that they felt because sin had not yet entered the world. Satan had not yet started to build his world. But by the time we reach Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7, sin had crept in. So let's read Genesis chapter 3 and verses 7 through 11. This is after Adam and Eve had taken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They had determined for themselves what was good and evil. Now they were determining for themselves what was ugly and what was beautiful. So here we have it in verse 7 of chapter 3. Book of Genesis. "And the eyes of both of them were open." This was the first thing that happened after they sinned. The eyes of both of them were open. And notice what it says. "And they knew that they were naked." What is the explanation to this? We have all kind of really weird explanations, and I've heard a few, some recently. But this is what the scripture is revealing to us. The eyes of both of them were opened. What this is saying is, now for the first time, they were deciding what was good and what was evil. Before, God was divinely revealing to them what was good and what was evil, what was right and what was wrong. But now, for the first time, after they sinned, they had a different perspective. So they weren't blind before. It wasn't that they couldn't see, literally. So this is speaking figuratively and symbolically when it says the eyes of both of them were open. It's saying that now they decided for themselves what was ugly and what was beautiful, what was good and what was bad, what was right and what was wrong. And they were doing this apart from God. They were now doing this not under the inspiration of God, but now they were doing this under the inspiration of the god of this world, Satan the devil. This was the beginning, the foundation of his world, where he got them to think differently. And the first thing he got them to think differently about was themselves. And they knew that they were naked. Well, they knew that they were naked before. So again, this is symbolic. This is now saying that they had a different perspective about their nakedness. Before they were guiltless, now they felt some guilt. They surmised that their bodies were not beautiful. But their bodies were beautiful. The way God created them was beautiful. But they surmised that they were not beautiful. And what was the result of that? They sewed fig leaves together and made girdles for themselves. They were trying to cover themselves, and this was symbolic of them covering their sin. So they felt like, foolishly, that if they covered their bodies, some way they could hide from God. Somehow they could cover their sin. But we cannot cover our sins. When we sin, there's only one way for our sins to be covered, and that is through the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. That is the only way, and he did give up his life for us, and his shed blood covers us and wipes away our sins. That's how we can be forgiven of our sins and come back into this perfect relationship unashamed, unabashed openness with God. We can come back into a relationship with God where we have nothing to hide from God, and where we start to look at ourselves the way God looks at us. So notice it says, "And they heard the voice of Yahweh God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh in the middle of the trees of the garden." And this again shows their foolishness. At one point they were wise because they relied on the wisdom of God. But now they're foolish. They're thinking that they can hide in the middle of some trees and they can hide from God. God is all-knowing. God can see everything. He can see past their clothes to still see their nakedness, and he can see past the trees to see that they're hiding, and he can see past all of their sorry excuses for what they did to see their sin. And Yahweh called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" Now again, God knew where they were, but he's questioning Adam to try to get Adam to think. And Adam said, "I heard your voice in the garden." Now what is the next statement Adam says? "And I was afraid." This is why I'm saying that sin sucks health out of the mind and leads to distress. Because of his sin, which separated him from God, he was now afraid. And notice what he says, "I was afraid because I am naked." Now prior to that, they were both naked and they weren't afraid prior to the sin, prior to them taking of the forbidden fruit. But now they said, "I'm afraid because I am naked, and that's why I hid myself." And he said, this is God, and this is the question I asked you earlier. This is God saying to Adam, "Who told you that you were naked?" See, something happened. Something happened where they had a different perspective toward their nakedness. So who told you that you were naked? Or like I asked you, who told you that you were ugly? When you were born as a baby, you didn't have any thoughts about you being ugly. No, when you grew up, somehow thoughts came into your mind, pictures you saw, words you heard. That's how someone told you that you were ugly. And this is what happened with Adam and Eve. And what happened was, Satan the devil started whispering in their ears and saying, "You're ugly. Cover yourself up. Don't you know that you're naked? Put on some clothes, man." That's how Satan subtly, through the prince of the power of the air, injects certain radio wavelengths, so to speak, into our minds to get us to think in a perverted way about ourselves. So God asked, "Who told you that you were naked?" And God, knowing, said, "Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?" And of course, they had sinned. So what is the remedy for this? Well, the answer is found in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. Here it says that for Adam and his wife Eve, God made coats of skin and clothed them. God slew an animal, shed the blood, and then used the coat from those animals to clothe them. And that was representative of Jesus the Christ dying for our sins. And so that's what we need to do, is accept Jesus Christ as the sacrifice for our sins. Once we do that, then we will be able to have the proper perspective toward ourselves.